Hello, and welcome to The Friendship Quest, a podcast that is returning after a 1 week break.
Yeah.
We took a break, unprecedented.
We're back.
We're back.
This time it works.
Oh, we've been busy. Well, some of us have. Some of us have been finishing our degrees. That's exciting.
Some of us have had a holiday.
Half-term break.
Yeah, not like I haven't been anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, pandemic and all that. Yeah, I had a lovely time.
Did you think of some excellent podcast topics we could discuss?
No, I did not.
Oh dear. Well, we might be in trouble then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We need your help.
We need your help. So you can send us things on TikTok and emails. And what have people said since last time?
Well, since last time...
We've had two TikToks.
We have two lots of comments. So we have... one about music and different types of music. Mm. Somebody's told us their favourite songs, which we should probably listen to after, see whether they're any good. They've included Your New Boyfriend by Wilbur Suit, Road Trip by Dream, Taunt by Lovejoy, and listen to their other songs.
Are those YouTubers?
I don't know.
I recognise some of them as YouTubers, but I'm not sure. So we'll see. Thank you.
And Lucy thanked us for answering the question.
Anytime.
I like Hamilton, but every song has at least one flaw. It sounds like a riddle.
It sounds like a prophecy.
Yeah. It does.
Find the flaw in these songs.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, let's be real.
I now want to listen through the Hamilton soundtrack and go,
and find this flaw.
That is the flaw.
I found the flaw. I mean, you're not wrong. I think most songs... have at least one. Hard to make a perfect song, must admit.
We also have the comment, I love that this episode, which is about music, has less songs than that one episode where John said that it was a musical episode.
Oh, we should have a real musical episode at some point.
I mean, I said it. I'll say it again.
We'll keep saying it until we don't do it.
Yeah, we need to write some music and then we'll have a musical episode.
Need a theme song.
And then our comments about can we make the best sport? Nobody actually told us if we had made the best sport, but they gave us their opinions on what would make a good sport. Oh, somebody also said that they just listened to 5 episodes.
That is intense.
I think that's unhealthy.
But keep doing it, please. You can leave it on in the background. Just rack up those numbers.
But opinions on creating an imaginative new best sport.
Yes.
Dodgeball, but with colourful water pistols. Now that's paintball.
Wait.
That's paintball.
Oh.
Tell me that's not paintball.
I'm just confused by why it's dodgeball and not...
Because you've got to dodge
them. You've got to dodge them.
Like in paintball.
Okay. Paintball's fun. Have you ever been paintballing?
I have, and it was really good.
It's
I had
really
a great
stuff.
Time.
I haven't been in ages.
I would definitely go again, but I don't know how I'd feel about it if I never got hit.
Oh.
So I don't know how that feels.
I felt
like I was doing a great job. I wasn't like hiding away. I wasn't like, oh no, I hope nobody hits me. I wasn't like, but nobody managed to hit me.
Yeah. What I've done is like outdoor laser tag. So it's like in the same sort of arena, but you don't have to wear all the heavy gear. And everyone's got like, and you just aim for people's headbands with like these lasers.
I'd love to do laser tag because one time in primary school, my friend had a birthday party that was laser tag and I went in, started crying and had to leave.
so sad.
Never got to play laser tag.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of like the indoor ones, but they're very like stuffy and
it was just a bit grim. It was dark and obviously like
it's a scary place.
It's a maze basically, and I didn't understand what was going on. And people were just like appearing in front of me. It was just too much.
No, outdoor woods laser tag the best.
Yeah, sounds Rate fun. It. Anyway, dodgeball with colourful water pistols sounds fun because it's paintball.
Because it's already a good sport. Thank you though.
Now, a lot of these I'm going to argue aren't sports. They're just people trying to be funny.
Okay.
And somebody put movie marathon.
Okay.
Oh, they put marathon in capital letters because like, haha, you know, like a marathon.
I like that.
And who can eat the most popcorn during the movie marathon?
I do like the idea of combining like eating sports with, you know, entertainment. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's got essence.
A similar one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever can eat the most pizza in an hour whilst driving a car, and then pizza restaurants can sponsor it.
That sounds very dangerous.
It does sound very dangerous.
Both for
it's
your health,
like racing
and for driving.
But you've got to eat pizza at the same time. It's like, you know, that thing that some people do when you play Mario Kart,
oh,
where you've
yeah.
got to like finish your drink before the end of the race. It feels kind of like that.
I like that. Yes. I if you had to stop to eat the pizza by the end of the race, that might be good.
Yeah, and then free nap time, whoever sleeps the longest wins.
I feel that's very hard to control. I guess yeah. it could be. I'm sure there's a world record. Do you think there's a world record for like longest sleep? Probably.
Well, yeah, there will be.
I know, but so variable. You just pretend.
I'm really good at sleeping lions, to be fair.
I'm not.
Are you not?
I don't know. I haven't played it in
Oh, I would
20
always
years.
Win it. Well, yeah, I mean, 20 years? How old are you? Sorry.
I'm rounding up.
I don't know. We used to play it in secondary school.
Really?
Yeah, for like house drama.
Oh.
It's like games. Play Sleeping Lions. And then they do the whole thing where like they'd come around and be like, oh, you've won, Katie. You can wake up now because you've done it. And I was lying there like, I ain't no fool. I don't know how I ever knew the game had ended, though, because I knew those shenanigans, so I didn't wake up because I'm not an idiot. But how did I ever get back up again? Why am I not still now playing Sleeping Lions?
Why am I awake, Katie? We played a similar game in like swimming lessons and stuff with... like mushrooms.
Oh, I was sick of that too.
I was the best at mushrooms because I could hold my breath the longest, but it is a dangerous game to get competitive at.
People, yeah. But people would come up and then be surprised that they hadn't won. It's like, well, count the number of people. Did you not do... count the number of people, and as soon as you've heard that many people go up, go up because you've won.
Competitive mushrooms is...
my tactic. Why did I have a tactic?
I don't know. I just held out as long as I could.
Oh, no. I mean, I could have held out longer, but what's the point? I know I've won at this point. I'm going to get
up. For the glory. Showboating. Not very sportsmanlike. But yes, excellent sports. Thank you. And feel free to send in any more suggestions or your feedback on our sport, because we think we did a good job.
Yeah.
And no one's told us yet. So
yeah.
I'm not validated yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgraceful.
Praise us.
Praise us! And we've received some emails.
We have. We've received
emails.
A lot of things.
And
bro.
Please feel free to send all your comments and questions to thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
Correct.
So this first one is from Max. And he says, hi, John and Katie. I'm Max, meaning greatness or great spring for John's name addiction. I do love names. I love knowing the meaning. And Max greatness, Max power, Max...
Max, there's a video game character called Max Payne.
There is. Could be you. Very good. It's a good name. And I love the podcast. You two work so well together and are so funny. We have a very good working dynamic.
I don't.
It's very chaotic.
Yeah.
But it works. You get a podcast almost every week.
Bold statement after we missed a week.
But thank you so much for your email, and we have your question.
Yeah,
it's in our bank of questions. And you sent us some pictures of your dog Buzz, who is a very, very adorable dog, and we love
what
pictures.
Kind of dog is it? Because it looks like it's a poodle cross, which is what my dog is. It looks like, I'm a guess, at a golden doodle.
Strong guess. Yeah. I know very little about dog breeds, but I would second that guess.
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
But it is a very cute, small, little, fluffy dog. So, Katie.
Yes.
What's our question today?
We do have a question today.
Do we?
Yes.
That's a surprise.
Whoa, spoiler. And our question is...
Hmm?
What is your most controversial opinion?
Oh, now we don't want to...
That's like...
That's harmless, I guess.
Yeah, a harmless controversial opinion. Because it's an opinion's not controversial if all it is... Well, it would be controversial, but not in like a normal sense. If it's just being like rude about people or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's not... having a minority opinion on something, you're just not being a nice person.
Humans, no matter what it is, we over the smallest of things, we love to make a team and gang up on everyone else.
Yeah, and this is especially relevant for me because I make a lot of opinionated TikToks.
Yes.
So all my TikToks are me reviewing movies, which is a very opinionated, subjective field.
Oof.
So all of my videos are just me stating my opinion on things. People like to get heated about it, but it's okay. It's okay.
We love and respect everyone's opinions.
I understand that you like The Winter Soldier. That's I get it.
So we're going to go through and talk about some meaningless things that we have very strong views on.
Correct.
Where should we start? Do you want to go through this lovely list?
Yeah, we found a list on the incredible website BuzzFeed.
Hate BuzzFeed.
This is what we've
Controversial opinion?
No.
So they've got a list of highly controversial but accurate opinions. So I guess we'll see how accurate they are.
And we will determine whether we agree.
And then we can expand and discuss our own views. Showering at night is better than showering in the morning.
I do agree with that. Is that controversial? I don't feel like that's controversial, because anytime I've talked to people about that, you know, I think if you were someone who regularly showered in the middle of the day, that might be controversial, because that feels strange. I shower when it is most, you know, convenient for me. But I did used to, like, always shower in the evening.
I think if, you know, I get a free choice of when to shower.
Yeah.
Evening showers are more enjoyable because they're relaxing before bed. Very nice. But overall, it's better functionally to shower in the morning.
Why?
Because you've slept, you've sweated, you stunk, and now you get up, it gets you going, wakes you up, ready for the day.
Showers don't wake me up. I don't know. But I prefer to, like, clean off the grime of the day, right? In the evening, be like, I've...
Yeah.
If I'm like, oh, I've exercised a lot today.
Yeah. No, if
I'd be... I get annoyed if I've showered in the morning and I know I'm going to, like, go do some dancing or whatever.
Oh, that's the ultimate luxury, though. Two showers in one day.
No, I don't... No. That's too much time of my day wasted. I don't like showering. It's so much time gone.
Then maybe that's a controversial opinion. I think people enjoy showers.
I know, and people shower every day. Look, bruh, I'm not here for that.
See, I shower most mornings because I feel a bit icky if I'm out in the world and I haven't showered that morning.
Nope, I aim to shower every other day and I'm perfectly satisfied with that, thank you.
I mean, that's fine. I think every other day is good as well.
I'm just such a time waste.
Wow.
That's my opinion. That's my controversial opinion on showering.
We stumbled upon a more controversial opinion. It's not liking showers. But let us know if you like showers.
I hate baths more.
Oh, what?
It's a bigger waste of time.
It's just relaxing, no?
Is it that relaxing, though? And then they just gradually get lukewarm.
If I would never take a bath
and then
to
I'm
clean
just
myself.
Sat in my own mess.
It's a relaxing thing. Rather than a functionally cleaning thing.
Yeah, and it's a waste of my time.
Okay. Good to know. I don't think I've been too controversial so far, but there you go. Sitting down in the shower is better than standing up in the shower is the next one.
Now, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Look, I don't agree that it's better than standing up in the shower.
Okay.
But I have sat down in the shower before.
Okay.
Because sometimes...
You can't be bothered.
Sometimes I can't be bothered. If I'm really tired, but I need to have a shower, I don't want to stand up in the shower. It's going to cause me to have a breakdown. That's going to be the thing that I lose it. That's like the 20 the minutes of me standing in a shower is going to just...
20 minutes?
Yeah, no, that was a long time.
Okay. I was wondering, I was starting to understand why you dislike showers if you're taking 20 minutes each time. That is a long time.
I do take... But the problem is, I do take quite a while in the shower because showers are a great thinking place, right?
True.
So then I just end up sort of stood there for ages.
I can see that.
So it's a waste of my time. It's my own fault. Mm. I appreciate that. Anyway, I do think sitting down in the shower is needed sometimes. But I don't think it's better than standing in the shower.
Okay, moving on. It's annoying when people say bless you after you sneeze and they should mind their own business.
Why? Why do you care? Why do you care? I mean, know. I don't
This feels like something you would have an opinion on.
I know, it does feel like something I would say.
So I don't know why you're so outraged by it.
I'm not outraged. I just find it funny that somebody would care. I don't tend to say bless you. I have.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just strikes me as the correct thing to do in the moment.
I enjoy it as like a fun little cultural norm.
Yeah.
It's just like a fun little celebration. What I think is worse is if someone gets upset that you haven't said bless you.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think expecting a bless you is always would be a bad thing to be doing.
Yeah. Sometimes I do think, oh, I'm surprised nobody said that. If I'm in a room with like a lot of people.
Yeah. Usually
then,
someone will
then
say
I
it.
Would expect it and it doesn't happen. I'm like, oh. But then I'm not like, well then.
I guess I'm not feeling hashtag blessed today. I can see that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's something that will eventually fade out of our collective consciousness, but.
Maybe, yeah.
In the meantime, it's just a little fun. I don't think you have to get so serious about it, BuzzFeed. Cake is not that good.
Now, that's controversial.
That is controversial. What
I
you got against cake?
I can't understand that.
Cake's great.
But just having an opinion that's like, cake is not that good. Well, to you, okay, yeah. Calm yourself. Like, yeah. There are plenty of foods I don't like. I'm a picky eater, but I don't go, well, yeah, but it's not actually that good, is it? No, you like that food. I'm just strange.
But no, let them enjoy cake if they want to, please. Waking up early rules.
Right. Okay. Now.
I think we are naturally both opposed as to the correct time to wake up.
Yeah, and I do think it depends on who you are as a person. Because me and my parents all used to be like, go to sleep late, wake up later. I have to now wake up early. And it's not something I enjoy. And you would have thought that, you know, a term of school is 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's 6 weeks of me having to wake up at 6:30.
You get used to it.
You'd think that would then naturally go into my routine. But I've just had a week off for half term. And let me tell you now, it was a struggle waking myself before 10 this morning. So.
Yeah.
I have to strongly disagree. Waking up early. I do, but, you know, if I do sometimes wake myself up early and go about my day, the day just feels so much longer and
it
I actually
so
have
much fuller
time
and,
to do
yeah.
things. And I do get that. I just cannot do it.
Yeah. I respect that. And I think waking up in the middle between early and late is the worst sometimes.
Yeah, because then you didn't even get like the full lie-in, yeah. But you still don't have time.
Sometimes
to do
you wake up early, feel really alert and awake,
yeah,
and ready to seize the day. I think that's the best.
Yeah.
I agree, that does rule. I don't think that's a controversial opinion. Waking up does good. Every Die Hard movie, except the most recent one, is good.
I've never watched Die Hard.
Never
movie.
Watched Die Hard. Maybe that's controversial. Considering like, the age of our demographics, probably not.
I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
What do you think is a Christmas movie?
Not Die Hard.
Okay, but is Shrek a Christmas movie?
No.
Is The Wizard of Oz a Christmas movie?
No.
But what if they're played every year at Christmas?
That's just because they're like classic movies. They also play classic movies at Christmas.
Yeah.
They're not just Christmas movies. Those aren't Christmas movies. That's
but it's
ridiculous.
Like, it becomes
Christmas
a tradition.
Christmas movies are movies that would feel strange to watch not at Christmas. Because they're so Christmassy. You could watch Die Hard whenever, just because it's set at Christmas or whatever the thing is that makes it a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's not
movie.
Integral to the plot.
You don't have to watch it at Christmas. You could watch it whenever. Christmas
Whereas
movies have
watching,
to be watched at Christmas.
You're not watching Klaus.
Exactly.
Not at Christmas. Yeah. Okay. I agree. I like that opinion.
Thank you.
Not controversial, I deem. Concerts are not fun.
I have to disagree.
It
depends who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Once again, this is just like the other one that I was complaining about. It's like, okay, you don't enjoy concerts. That doesn't mean they're not fun. It's just not fun for you. That's different. Because I can understand if you don't like loud noises, you're not going to like a concert. If you don't like being in a crowd of people, you're not going to like a concert. There's no point saying as a blanket statement, concerts are not fun. Okay, mate, back
and they
off.
They also haven't differentiated between types of concert, so... For me, the idea of big, loud, crowded room is probably not the best, but I do quite enjoy going to see the Philharmonic Orchestra perform.
Yeah, but you know that's not what that means.
I don't know. I mean, I think it wouldn't be controversial to say that those aren't fun.
Are not fun.
Because I think most people don't enjoy them as much, but I do like that.
I wouldn't describe it as fun, but I'd describe it as entertaining.
Hmm, yes. Fair play.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. That was an uncontroversial opinion. That was a bad controversial opinion. Running is fun.
I have... Okay. Right.
What are you going to say?
I don't go running a lot.
No?
I kind of enjoy it when I do.
Yeah.
However, I mean, I've had a thing recently where I've become very unable to breathe when I've had to run for the bus and then, like, not been able to breathe properly for hours after. That's strange. Should probably get that looked at. But anyway, that's not the point. Before that, I used to... I got into the habit of just running places.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a rush. But I thought, it's a bit like the shower thing again, you know? It's a waste of my time to walk there when I could run there.
Very true.
Right? I don't drive. I don't have a bike. My fastest mode of transport, beside getting the bus, is running.
Yeah.
So when I need to go places, why would I just walk there? I can run there.
That's fair enough.
So then I have more time to do stuff at home because I can leave later. Mm. And now I'm going to run there. Chill.
Super fun.
Once you get over people looking at you like, oh, she's running somewhere, she's late. I'm not late, actually. I just chose to run here.
Yes. Well, I try and run every other day. That's my main form of exercise at the moment. And it's been very good in lockdown. And I think you have to very quickly get over the people looking at you weirdly.
Although, but when you go running, you'll be dressed for running, right?
That's true. I mean, it's...
I'd be going to rehearsal.
To be fair...
with all my stuff on my back.
I find that a little strange.
I understand that. But I just think it was a better use of my time. And then run back.
Yeah.
Bro, I want to be home.
Yeah.
Leave rehearsal, run back. Why am I walking? I want to be home now.
I do enjoy walking, though.
I don't when I got fun, places I... to be.
Okay.
Like home.
Yeah.
I want to be home.
I could be home.
I'm going to go run home. I guess. Home.
I just don't want to work up a sweat or, you know.
Well, you don't have to run that hard.
Okay.
More like a jog.
A jog.
Brisk jog.
Okay, I could do a brisk walk. To be fair, I'm quite
brisk walk.
I'm a fast walker. So I'm content with that level of speed.
I'm not. I'm like Sonic, I gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast. Fair enough. Then, the next one is sweating is also fun.
No, what are you talking about? In what way? I don't understand in what situation you'd be like, yeah, this is fun. What's the use of the word fun?
It doesn't really make sense.
Also, it's just so annoying. Oh,
sweating is annoying. Obviously, it serves a purpose, but...
ruins your clothes. You have to think about what clothes you're going to wear. If it's a hot sweating, day, oh, well, I can't wear those clothes because you're just going to see sweat patches through it.
Sweat is the worst.
Grim.
When you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
Watching a movie at home is better than watching a movie in theatres.
I have thought this every now and then.
Yes.
And every time I sort of flip-flop. You know, there are pros and cons.
Well, this has been an interesting year for cinema since most things here haven't released. And only now have cinemas really reopened.
I do generally think that if I saw some movies that I've watched at home in the cinema first, I would have enjoyed them more.
Yes.
It's better quality.
Yeah.
You got the surround sound. You just got better visuals.
I think...
you're in a dark room.
Yeah,
it's hard to recreate that experience.
I think the experience of going to a cinema is... to watch a film, especially one you're excited for...
yeah.
Is a really good... it's an event, you know? It's fun.
Seeing Infinity... like, if I hadn't seen Infinity War in the cinemas...
yeah, going to see that was pretty epic.
With everybody's reactions around you, that was great.
Yeah. I think that what ruins it is the people...
yeah, they like can everything. Do. I think I was one of those people when I went to see Cats.
You? Oh, what? You were just...
because we couldn't contain ourselves. It was so funny. And you know, it was quite empty. There weren't a lot of people there because it was Cats.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people were there in the cinema. But me and my friends went because, you know, Bants.
Yeah.
And I needed to see what it was like. But we couldn't contain ourselves because it was so funny. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But then there were people who... they chose to sit directly behind us. I don't know why you would when the whole cinema's, like, empty. Mm. But they were obviously genuinely there to watch it. And I did feel really bad. But,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
What can you do when it's that bad in front of you?
Aww.
you know.
I think the worst experiences I've had at cinemas is with children, like young children. Okay. Because if you're taking your 2, 3, 4-year-old, 5-year-old even to see a film,
they shouldn't go to the cinema.
They're not going to remember it.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
And if they're that young, why
so
are you in the
so
cinema?
So much crying.
Keep them at home. You can pause the movie.
Families
then.
Moving around. Like any
you've got a toilet right there at home.
Maybe the worst might have been like Toy Story 4 or something. Because, you know, obviously everyone takes their kids to see it. But they're just too young. Running around, throwing popcorn.
I think the worst part of the cinema is the price.
Oh.
Right?
I think that's very location dependent as well.
Yeah.
Ketchup should be fridge cold.
Now, I think it's interesting that that's written as the controversial opinion, because I have been attacked a few times in my life for not keeping my ketchup in the fridge. Because I feel it's unnecessary. I don't want cold ketchup with my meal.
I do.
My food is hot. Why would I want my ketchup to be cold?
It's too hot. I can eat it faster with the cold ketchup.
Okay. Fair point.
Yeah, that's my
But I'm
reasoning.
Not sure it would cool it down quick enough. I'm a fast eater. I'm shoveling
true.
Food
you
into
are
my
shoveling
mouth.
Food.
My parents laugh at me at the dinner table. Because I'm just inhaling food. I do not stop for breath. So I just don't think the fridge ketchup is going to cool it down quick enough to appease me.
Fair enough. I mean, I think ketchup should be kept in the fridge. It
I just
keeps
don't
better.
Agree. When have you ever had ketchup go off?
To be fair, it's got so much sugar in it.
I've never had this issue, so I just don't put it in the fridge.
I just think it tastes better. I like the contrast between hot and cold things.
I don't.
Like a warm fudge brownie with a scoop of ice cream.
See, I don't. Right, okay. At the restaurant, I make sure I don't have the ice cream.
No. I love that, though. I love hot and cold.
I don't. It makes me feel weird.
And, you know, I think getting a hot chip or whatever, the first thing that touches your tongue is a nice, cool, calming ketchup.
I don't want that. I'm eating a hot meal.
Yeah, but it's got the hotness comes after.
No.
And then it fills the warmth, and then it all acclimatizes. And as the meal goes on, the ketchup warms to the room, and the
and so by cools. The end, you have normal ketchup. Okay, great. Why did we have to start off with the start bit?
I think there's a balance, and they meet in the middle.
No,
it's a beautiful stupid. Dance of food. Temperature.
I wouldn't care that much, except for the fact that people seem to care that I don't put mine in the fridge.
I mean,
it's like, okay.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to... yeah, it is interesting, because I thought fridge cold was the norm. But there you go. Maybe not.
Okay.
Anything fewer than 4 ha's in a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha text is rude.
What about ha-ha?
Ha-ha! I mean, I don't use ha 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 because
no, I don't tend to.
I don't think it translates that well through. I think
I'd be
I agree.
More likely to use hee hee.
Hee.
Something like.
Hee hee.
Hee hee is different. It's got an H on the end.
That's true. I think. Yeah, ha ha is just. They can be sarcastic.
If
I think
it was
that's what
one ha. If it was just.
Ha!
One. I'd be confused.
Yeah, I'd only ever send a ha-ha as a sarcastic thing, I think. So in that sense, yes, fewer than 4 is rude, but so is 4. Well, so they've got a chart here, actually. So 1 ha is not funny. 2 is sort of funny. Oh, and then...
No,
like,
it's separated between the A and the H.
Oh,
each
is
time,
it?
Yeah.
Ha? Oh, I see.
So ha without an H.
What? So wait, 1 ha is not funny, and then H-A-H is sort of funny.
Yeah.
Do people do that?
I think H-A-H, I'd look at that text and be like, you're a lunatic. If I got a text that just said H-A, I'd be like, why have you even bothered to send me that? What do you mean? I'd be confused. If you sent me H-A-H, I'd be like, you're a weirdo.
If you said...
I don't want to message you anymore.
Yeah. Ha-ha is fine.
Yeah.
On its own. No improvement.
Yeah.
I get adding more if it's really funny and you want to convey something more extreme.
I'd be more likely to send ha-ha... with like A's after it.
No.
Then lots of ha 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 ha. Nobody laughs like that.
I don't know if that's better. I mean, just use emojis. we're in the 20s.
True.
We're in the 21st century, baby. Soda fountain Coke tastes different than Coke poured over ice. I agree. I prefer... Okay, so picture the scene. Katie doesn't really like fizzy drinks.
No, I don't. It's sandpaper on your tongue. I don't understand why you'd ever drink okay, it. That's my controversy.
That is the most controversial opinion you've got so far, is that you don't like...
Not the showering's a waste of time.
Okay, now...
But do you, too controversial. Fizzy drinks, they're just, it's sandpaper now, on
have,
your tongue.
I have heard people, again, this is probably like a closer to a foodie preference thing, because a lot of people have a thing about textures of foods and hot or coldness of foods. I love fizzy. I love the fizz.
I just cannot understand how you can enjoy it. Like, it's painful.
It bubbles. It's not painful. I like the fizzy, and I think soda fountain tastes better because... I don't know why, something about the way they recombine the syrup and water.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so...
Like, I think they're talking about, you know, if you go to McDonald's, they make the drinks in the machine.
Oh, right.
Whereas it's not a pre-bottled Coke. Mm. Mm.
Okay, great.
Comic book movies are not good. This is very relevant. This is a good one.
Yeah, well... I get it, but I don't get why you just have that opinion about
I don't think
comic
you can,
book movies.
Yeah, I think you can't put... It's not a genre. Well, even then, you can't just put a blanket over it and say they're all bad.
Yeah.
And as someone who's generally... I generally think most comic book movies aren't great. I find them formulaic to an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're still good ones.
Well... Yeah, and there's just so many different types of comics.
Yeah.
Right? You're just... It's not that's just somebody who doesn't. That's somebody who doesn't understand comic books. because, like, if you think about it, there's not just superhero comics. Like,
yeah.
The Walking Dead were comics.
If it's, a superiority thing that, like, movies should be based on books and not comics.
Riverdale was comics.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Archie comics.
Oh. I've never connected those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll let you have that one. That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, most anime films often start in a manga, for example. Depends.
So that's a ridiculous statement.
Ridiculous statement. Strawberries get more credit than they deserve. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Screw you, strawberries.
It's a food thing. We don't care. Taking a nap is usually a bad idea.
Agree.
Always agree.
I hate naps, and I get very tired when I come home, and sometimes I think, maybe I should have a nap, because it's been years since I've tried to have a nap, but that's because I have such negative experiences with them, because you wake up and you feel worse. What's the point?
Yeah, I think...
And then you can't sleep properly at night, because you've already slept in the night.
Naps are not great. Karaoke is only fun if you're a good singer and love attention. It sucks for everyone else.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think
But
there's...
then I have somebody who likes singing and likes attention.
I've never actually been to karaoke properly.
I love karaoke.
I enjoy singing, again.
But
so...
I feel like there are plenty of people who are awful at singing that love karaoke.
I think you just have to... It's a self-conscious thing.
Yeah, you need one of those two things. I will agree that.
Yeah.
You either need to be good at singing...
Or attention.
Or be bad at singing and but live for the fact that you're messing around at karaoke. If you're shy and bad at singing, you're not going to enjoy karaoke.
But I think there's a great deal of fun. It doesn't matter in karaoke, especially how good you are.
It's
just letting loose.
Yeah.
Talking on the phone is easier and better than texting. That is controversial.
I really like sending voice messages. I don't do it with an awful lot of people. Yeah. I only do it with people that I know... that this is a thing we do. We send voice messages. It's so much easier, and you can put tone into the message, and you can convey so much more information.
That's true. And if I have to convey that much info, I'd send it. But I also enjoy a quick message that... a long message that I can read and not respond to is useful.
I wouldn't do a phone call because that's too abrupt.
Yeah.
Right? Voice message... Great, because you still have time to think about it and to construct what you're going to say.
Okay, you know what? Fair enough. Happy medium is voice messages.
Thank you.
What do you think? What was your most controversial opinion? We've got so many more opinions we could say, I feel.
What's your most controversial movie opinion, do you think, John?
It's probably something about Marvel, because they're so popular. That's the thing, it becomes controversial with, like, the biggest fan base.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Soul was that good a movie.
Oh, Soul wasn't that good a movie, in our opinion.
Yeah. I think that's quite controversial.
Yeah. I don't think
Soul Soldier is a really bad movie, actually. That's really controversial.
I hated The Greatest Showman.
Ooh. I can understand that.
I
enjoyed it, but I can understand why you
wouldn't
like it.
I thought the music was well written.
The music's great.
But I still don't enjoy the music that much. And the story was awful.
I do think there are people who tend to just say, yeah, that movie was actually really bad, about movies that are really popular just because they want to have that controversial opinion.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
There are people who will be like,
I think people take...
Yeah, but The Lion King wasn't that good. All right, mate.
I think people do take a position. It's fun to hate something that's popular. Always.
Is it?
I think so. I think there's an enjoyability. People feel a sense of superiority. Again, it's a tribal thing. It's like, if group A like this movie and group B don't like this movie, it's taken to the extremes because it's more fun to band together. And to do that, you need a stronger opinion.
Yeah.
That's how it works. It's human nature, baby. Unfortunately. Greatest Showman wasn't good, though. But again, it's fun to argue about things that don't matter. So don't worry. Because it doesn't matter.
But some things do matter.
Some things do matter.
And don't drink fizzy drinks.
I mean, to be fair, that's probably good advice.
Probably, yeah.
Carbonated water, though. I feel like sparkling water is most hated.
You know what I can't understand? Is when people will be like, oh, I really need a drink, I'm really thirsty. And then they drink a fizzy drink.
Yummy yum.
That's not refreshing.
It's not quenching. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
A cold Coke on a summer's day.
It's like, oh, I really need a bottle of water. We have to get a bottle of, like, you're out and about, really need a bottle of water because I'm so thirsty. And then you buy, like, a sparkling water. What is wrong with you?
I think nothing will quench your thirst or be as good for you in that context than a bottle of water.
So why do they do it?
Because I enjoy Coke. There's something really nice about... Okay, I think sparkling water, fine. I enjoy it, though. It's just water. It's the same thing.
But people will do it after being like, I'm really thirsty, all I need is water. That's different than just, like, drinking sparkling water. Like, having it at a restaurant, I can get behind more. Like, you have some sparkling water with you. Okay, fine. But if you're out and about and you're like, oh, it's a really hot day, I'm super thirsty,
but surely
let me get some sparkling water.
Surely it quenches your thirst the same way. And if you don't mind
the
fizziness,
like, dries out your mouth. Yeah.
I don't think it does.
It does.
I think it quenches your thirst the same.
No, it doesn't.
It's just got a different texture.
Because I've had to drink sparkling water before because, like, we've accidentally bought the wrong kind of water. Does not. It dries you out.
I don't think it does.
It does?
What's drying you out in it? It doesn't have salt in it.
They're like, you know?
I think Coke and other fizzy drinks don't necessarily hydrate you as well.
Because it's like sandpaper in your mouth.
But it doesn't not quench your thirst.
Yeah.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
It's wrong. It's unacceptable.
But you can understand why people like it, right?
No.
Oh.
But I can tolerate that more.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Is that the end?
Yeah, done.
Don't forget, keep fizzing, my broys. I want a SodaStream. That's my dream, is to own a SodaStream.